it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm here, so.
I'm Shea Gibbs-Alexander, and I'm down to dunk.
Howdy, Oklahoma.
My name is Chet Holmgren, and I'm down to dunk.
Dead gum.
I'm Josh Giddey, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to dunk.
Is that like you eat them together?
Everybody tells me to get the bag of burgers.
I need like a straw. Like.
Howdy.
I'm an artist on the court.
This is Jay Will, and I'm down to dunk.
My name is Kenrich Williams, and I'm down to dunk.
It might be Aaron Wiggins.
This is a troll. It's a troll. I'm trolling.
Howdy, partner.
I think it would take away from who he is, you know?
Yeah.
I love Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma to death.
This is Lou Dort, and I'm down to Dort.
Perfect. Good. Very good.
I like the hat.
You like the hat? Yeah.
Vava.
This is J-Dub, and I'm down to dunk. I've been doing a lot of dunking.
Dunk. I am Luke, joined this evening by Taylor.
I haven't felt this bad since my third
and
divorce.
And Jay.
It's Jay. We have we're going to have a shorter. This is our fry pod. Andrew is busy being a legitimate media member. A belligerent and a legitimate media member. And so he's going to be working for a long time tonight, and so we are bringing it to you post game. These are always a little more enjoyable when the Thunder win, and it's been, I think they'd said, since April 5th is the last time that Oklahoma City has lost a game, and so we're over a month from that loss. I was somewhat expecting this kind of response from the Mavericks. I was not surprised by Luka being Luka. The thing that is the most, I don't know how it's not sustainable, but like the thing that gives me hope is watching PJ Washington just lose his mind, you know, 29 points and just incredibly efficient for the 3-point line. But the Thunder gave him the chance to get going because they didn't guard the corners very well. They didn't defend very well to start the game.
The Thunder are allowing a lot of open threes, and I think it's because it's how they're defending Luka and Kyrie, but I don't like it because it's letting them let random guys get really hot from three. And they can't close out, then they're not closing out, like, because they're just leaving that guy open because trying to clog the paint.
I also could boil this entire game down to that. Like,
I walked out of the room when.
Yes.
Go ahead. I was just going to talk about Tim Hardaway's 8-point run that he had by himself in the third quarter that basically turned this entire game around. That was a hard one. That was a hard moment.
Yeah, that was tough.
That one hurt.
He had
man.
Not been playing well up to that point.
No, he hasn't played. I mean, he's been hurt and he hasn't been great for a while, but he hit that three and got fouled. And he also had the huge three in the corner that was on a play where the momentum could have swung for the Thunder as well. I think it was like 2.5 minutes left and Thunder got a stop. And then Lou Dort ended up fighting for a rebound. It went to, ended up going out to Hardaway in the corner and he hit another three. It was kind of the backbreaker, actually. But,
Yeah,
and you're seeing a lot of this in the comments here on the stream, and I don't disagree with this. Giddey is, and I can look up real quick while we're talking, but his plus minus for the game, there's no way it was a positive or not a positive, but it, yeah, he was a minus 20 in the game, like the worst by far. And every time he was on the floor, the team would, the Mavericks would go on a run. And I don't know what they're going to do, because I'm not sure they're going to start the game without Giddy. They did start the second half without Giddy. So what does that ultimately look like going forward? I just can't see Mark pulling the trigger on that. I don't know. I don't know what you do with Giddy, because it's not his series.
I think you can still start him, because I don't think he needs to lose his spot. But I think he needs to be subbed out at the first mistake. That they just need to say, you know, you're not, you miss, you know, a defensive something, or you miss an open three, we're pulling you out, and then we'll try it again at the beginning of, you know, the third. And Gordon Hayward's still getting minutes. I have no idea why, because he's not interested in shooting the basketball.
Yeah, he's not contributing much. So I mean, anything, actually.
They just need to cut down the rotation and just play. It's a 7-game series. It's only one game. It's our first loss. We haven't felt this for a while, and we haven't felt that, like, a loss in the playoffs for a long time. And so, you know, I do think they'll bounce back. I feel like the Mavs are kind of slowly breaking down because of just with injuries. And I just think Luka is going to be more and more hurt as we go forward. It sure feels like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Obviously, they play again on Saturday. It is to the Thunder's benefit that they have these short turnarounds between each game.
Also, we're having a watch party for the game 3 at Fassler
Hall. We're having a watch party at Fassler Hall. I think it's just going to be Luke and I, which will still be a lot of fun. Taylor's dealing with some
bunch of people. Andrew's going to be at the game in Dallas. But it's
Dallas,
a great time for a bunch of people to come out, experience game all together.
And we're actually there's a chance we're going to be selling some of the dog shirts live and in person. So we'll try to get you more information on that. But we'll have some dog shirts, maybe some dog stickers.
I think we'll just be handing those out. So come hang out; it'll be fun. But I think we're getting Taylor back. Taylor,
yeah, hello.
Taylor, give us your big thought. Give us the big one.
My big thought was Tim Hardaway Jr., more like get in the gym, your jumper looks bad, Jr. It made me so mad when he had that and one from three. I walked out of the room. I could not believe, like, okay, Josh Green, PJ Washington, and Tim Hardaway Jr., that's who beat us tonight. Kyrie, what'd he end up with, 9 points?
Yeah, he had 11 assists, but I don't think he got into double-digit points unless he did on his last free throw.
Dude, they had such a good game, which, great. Like, they looked really good.
Yeah,
really good. And the Thunder were really bad, and they were really pressing in that fourth quarter. When they missed, like, you know, they were 1-for-7, and they ended up being 1-for-11 before Shea hit that step-back three, I think. They were just pressing. I mean, everyone else was just trying to just hit a shot. Chet was like, oh, I need to just hit this three from the corner.
And Chet was really real bad
tonight, too. Yeah, yeah. That was
Chet was bad. Was Dub, and what's funny is you look at J-Dub's overall line, and it's not awful. It just felt like he missed big.
It was weird because it was like the opposite of game one, right? Like game one, he can't really do anything in the first three quarters. And then the fourth quarter, he comes out and kind of basically closes the game for the Thunder.
J-Dub was actually 7-of-17 from the field. So, I mean, that's very abnormal for him. 41% from the field. And that's where you can kind of find some.
In the third quarter and fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just saying you can find some silver lining in this because the Thunder didn't play well. Now, I know Kyrie didn't play well, but the rest of the team for the Mavericks were almost flawless.
Yeah.
And so you can find some kind of, I don't know, solace, comfort, whatever you want to call it, moving back to Dallas, knowing that, like, number one, the Thunder have been a really good road team all season, but they've also been a resilient team where they don't lose a ton of points or a ton of games back to back to back. And so you're going to, I mean, the hard part is, I don't know what we thought, but we all knew in the back of our minds that the Thunder weren't going to win every single game. But at the same time, it's still hard to deal with a loss, and it just bums me out, man. I was not in the mood tonight to talk to literally anybody.
It's so funny. Like, we're just so out of the rhythm of the playoffs. Like, this year, okay, we've only won, right? And this loss, it's just so easy to quickly go to, oh my God, the Mavs can do this every game now. Like, they could finish us in five. Like, that's how I'm feeling emotionally tonight. And it's like, okay, we've won five in a row before tonight.
Okay.
And this was the worst game the Thunder no. I don't know. Was this the worst game the Thunder played in the playoffs or game one Pelicans? I guess
I would say probably game one Pelicans.
Yeah. I mean, it was just – they just could not hit their shots tonight. And
no,
Shea,
and they also – they also threw a lot of – I mean, they just – bad drives, bad shots in the fourth quarter. Like, they just look young, which is fine. This is going to happen. And I know, man, I'm telling you, like, just reading the comments, I'm about to step out of this, but if you want to go down the rabbit hole of pessimism, that's an option if that's what you'd like to do. This team is 5-1 in the playoffs so far. They've consistently been a team that has bounced back throughout the whole entire season. I know there's an afternoon game in Dallas and there's all sorts of things that are part of this, but it's like, I know it's really easy to just be so upset about a loss that you're like, the sky is falling, but can we please, please just realize that playoffs are 7 games, first to 4 wins, you know, like, just because they lost home court doesn't mean they can't get it back in one game. They could win both games in Dallas. You know, we don't know what this is going to look like. And the Thunder have proven that they can play with this team. Like, the overall series matchup favors the Thunder as far as plus minus over the course of the last 2 games. So I'm like, I don't know. There are plenty of reasons to be pessimistic, but I think there are far more to be optimistic about the way this team turns around.
And it's going to be interesting, and I want to see Dagnall make changes and adjust to changes after a loss. We haven't seen that yet, and it's going to be I want to see what that looks like, because I don't think he's going to walk into game three with the exact same game plan and not make changes that will address what happened tonight.
Yeah, and I don't know ultimately what that would be, other than a lot of things is just like, what do you do with Josh Giddey? And then some of it is just the Thunder guys making their shots. Like, they shot pretty poorly compared to their average over the course of a year. And so it's like, there's some of that. And I agree, Jay in the chat is talking about, like, the challenge that he lost early in the game. It was like, there were so many debatable calls later on in the game, especially that Dort one that was, you know, they called it for his.
I think you got to save those.
Yeah, I think it's too early to do it in the first half, but he's been so successful with it all season. But
I mean, that wasn't a bad challenge, though. Like, you know, it kind of went, it got taken away on a pretty bad technicality, because he was outside of the paint, he was outside of the semicircle. He got his foot out. I guess it was because he was technically still moving, so they couldn't overturn the call. But
hey,
it wasn't
we got
a
super
challenge.
Chat. We got a super chat. It's from Aaron Sarkeesian, who says, "Have a beer on him. Been listening since around 2012. Cheers from San Francisco. Thanks for listening. We'll be having beers at Fassler Hall for sure."
Aaron, you remember what it's like to lose in a playoff game, man, and I need you to remind me. Because
how bad
felt this way. I mean, I guess we did lose playoff games against the Rockets in 2020, but that didn't feel like the same thing. This feels like
we were,
hey, this team kind of has a chance. If everything comes together, they have a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs. That team did not feel like that. That felt like found money.
The two challenges tonight, number one is the Thunder, like you can block in a charge call. It's just always, it feels like a coin flip. But the fact that they overturned that call when PJ Washington swiped Lou, and it was like, well, he technically hit his arm, but he also then made contact with the ball. It's just like, what? It was so clearly a foul. And the fact that they went back to review.
Block, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They called it a clean block. But
yeah, that was, I thought that was weird. I thought it was weird to overturn Jay Will's challenge in the first half and then to keep that one in the second half. To not overturn Jay Will's and then to overturn that challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And some of that Scott Foster sucks.
Yeah, it's
I'll
weird.
I'll tell you, go ahead.
It's weird how much the refs can affect each game. Like, that game one felt so different, you know, because as it's been widely discussed, the refs didn't let anything go in game one. I mean, there were just free throws everywhere. In this one, it just felt so different. Each game just feels completely different, and it's so hard to, you know, it feels like the Mavs wiped the floor with us tonight. We only lost by 9. Was that the point?
Yeah. Close.
And then game one, we won by.
There goes Taylor mid-sentence.
Yes.
I think Taylor's internet is an AOL CD from 1999.
I think that's right. He just ran out of minutes. And so I do think that what's the thing that in the next game you would like to see change?
They're going to have to figure out how they want to guard corner threes, and to leave them open and close out the way that they do is just, it's, I mean, the Mavericks, it's the choice that the Thunder have made, and the Mavericks are making them pay. So that's part of it. I think that figuring out some ways to get, I'll back up on this. I think the Mavericks have been, and I know they scored a ton of points still, but I feel like the Mavericks defensively have been more problematic than I assume the Mavericks have been. Yeah. Kyrie has been playing defense so well. Daniel Gafford obviously gives he's just a good rim protector. And so the fact that they're able to kind of come back and play defense the way that they could, or the way that they have, has been just really impressive for the Mavericks. And I think that is the change, is how do you figure out how to get out to the corners a little bit better? Who do you trust to give that option? Who do you not to shoot? But that's one thing. I think that the way they guarded Luka ultimately kind of settled in. But really, it's the offense. Like, they could have played better defense, but offensively, there were just so many times where it felt like it got stuck in mud, and they turned the ball over. And
we've got two super chats. One is from El Sombra Reggio 7, who says, "Love the guys, but Dub, Chet, and Dort had some momentum busters in the fourth that completely zapped our rubs. Still, it took PJ and THJ having career nights." I do think that is true.
Yep.
Because, you know, they had to have PJ Washington go for 30 to beat us that way. And you know, I think that they can make an adjustment to deal with that. You know, hopefully they do, because Kyrie and Luka are going to Kyrie and Luka. The next we have a super chat from Sky Smith, who says, "We missed it. You guys got to get more big dog shirts up on the site. Also, the L sucks, but we ain't done yet. Statistically been crushing it on the road. Love the pod, guys."
Thanks, Guy.
More shirts up. Yep. Taylor comes back, we will confirm that.
Yeah.
We had to shut down the sales so we could get all the shipments out for the shirts that we had made. And then now that we've got them all out, I think we'll open it up again and keep looking on our Twitter for announcements as to that. And then we also have a super chat from Lathan Martin, who's saying, "Came all the way from Arkansas to watch the refs screw us, and also saw a lot of big dog shirts. Love the pod. You guys are awesome." Love that you traveled for that. Love that you saw some big dog shirts. Sorry it wasn't Thunder win, but it...
Hey, at least you got to join the crowd as they just screamed, "Luka sucks." That was fun.
I didn't see or I didn't hear it because I had my phone plugged in. But Kyrie getting into it with the fan, do we know what that was about?
No, and Luka was too. Like, there was a lot of
the people that he like crashed into, like he got that close, and they said something.
That wasn't it for Luka. Luka was on the other sideline. That one was fine. Whatever. But he was, and I like part of that, like just getting chippy. I don't know. There's a lot of it's fun. Like, it makes it fun. It's playoff basketball. They're trying to turn this into a rivalry, and I think it's pretty close. I'm excited and obviously nervous, as I will be until the offseason, whether that's in a couple weeks or a month. I'm excited to see how this team responds on the road with some adversity.
Yeah.
And I think they have all of the kind of mental fortitude to be able to respond well. But
unfortunately, nothing will heat up a rivalry between us like this going 7 games.
I mean,
we're feeling this way after game 2, and if we're getting to a game 7, I mean, we're going to be going in, we're having 3 wins and 3 losses. I mean, that we haven't felt that in a long time.
Yeah.
And you just forget how much crazier and crazier and how much, there's just more to each game. And so that'd be nuts. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. All I was going to say, I keep seeing in the chat, like, we're going to try to have, I talked to Taylor before the podcast. I'm going to try to get like a collection of Big Dog shirts to sell at Fassler Hall. So just another reason for you to make a plan to be there. Plus, you don't want to watch this in the stress of game 3.
Yeah.
No way. If the Thunder lose game 3, you're going to have some spiraling.
I was not nervous eating. I was nervous drinking in the first quarter. In like the first 5 minutes, it was like 2 beers were gone. I have work tomorrow. I should probably
Slow down a little bit.
Slow down, but there's nothing like it. Watching it with my bigger people is so much better. And I'd like to make it to a playoff game. It's been a while, but man, if you can get there and see it, I mean, it's nothing like it. It's amazing.
Well, in the environment, that's just a huge shout out to all of the fans that have made this. So fun. Like, all of those questions, and I even had those concerns, is like, what does the return look like in this team? And it's just as equally insane as it has ever been. And keep it up, and they'll be back obviously for game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They'll be back for game 5, which I think is next Wednesday. And hopefully they're up 3-1 by then.
Could be a game Saturday and a game Monday, correct?
Game Saturday, game Monday. Yep, and then game Wednesday.
Well, I don't need to see Gordon Hayward in the next game.
Yeah, I wonder about taking.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. I know when it came time for us to look for somebody for a particular role at my place of employment, we went to LinkedIn Jobs and it helped us find the perfect match. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
I wonder if that would be the thing that Mark would do in game three, is to reduce his rotations finally. Yeah. No Hayward minutes. I mean, Giddy, I still don't think he would pull him from starting, but just limit his minutes real quickly, as you kind of mentioned earlier, is how short is his leash? And then, I mean, obviously you play Wiggins, you play Kaysen, you play J Will, you play Joe. I mean, maybe tonight I would have liked to have seen a little bit of Kenrich, like when there were some different moments where things weren't working well for the team. I'm like, Kenrich has always been a steadying force for this team. So it's one of those things that, like, it's shocking that he hasn't played. But like, I mean, who knows? And it also felt like he was slow to put Wiggins in the first half after having such a great game one against the Mavericks. But at the same time, it's like, Mark is the coach of the year for a reason. So for me to come in here and ask these questions or second guess him is pretty foolish.
And I think it's just interesting. Like, it's not like this is just happening to us. I mean, Celtics are tied 1-1. Nuggets.
Yeah. They got beat like a drum tonight.
The defending champions are down
0-2.
So 0-2. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm okay. You know, our team has to have some adversity, and I think they'll come out better for that. You know, it's
everything. Yeah.
It's not going to be just a undefeated run to the championship.
No. And T Light in the comment section here mentioned something I think is an incredibly important point, is, and we've seen this for the Thunder this year, is like, if you give NBA players a long enough time to shoot from the corner, they're going to often make it. And then if you give them four or five that they get in a rhythm with, it's really hard to pull them out of the rhythm. And PJ Washington was out to prove a point. He had a ton of open looks early. He got in a rhythm and it paid. I mean, the Thunder paid for it. The Hardaway Jr. stuff is the one that feels the most like completely unreal, like unrealistic for the future. Like, even listening to Jason Gallagher talking about, you know, he's one of the most maligned players on this Mavericks roster, and people are always confused on why he should be in there. But, you know, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I don't know how I'm going to respond in a game three in a huge environment like Fassler Hall with a bunch of psychopaths like us watching the game. But I'm like cautiously excited and also terrified.
It could get rowdy. Definitely. I think at some, if we want to wait 45 more minutes, I think that's when Andrew's coming on, but,
I bet he will not be on. But here's what I'll say is, because I think I'm about to the point, Luke, where I think you and I can sign off. I know Andrew will produce a ton of more content. That's where he is. If you missed the very beginning of the pod, he stays for the post-game interviews. And then after that, he tries to do some content. I know he's still doing Dream Team stuff. I bet he'll try to do a mailbag tomorrow if he has time. But the dude is juggling like 30,000 things.
He got a lot of love, not love, but I mean, his question for J-Dub about, I saw it on a bunch of stuff that was kind of getting play. I thought that was really cool. About asking J-Dub why he had, like, how he plays with so much joy when he's playing. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, always nice to see Andrew getting some, going viral with some.
What did you think before we move on, Luke? Like, what did you think of Shea? Like, I think I kind of neglected the fact that Shea was still pretty good. He was still very efficient, 52 or 54% from the field, 1 of 3 from the 3-point line, which I wish he'd shoot a few more of those. Ended up with a total of 12 rebounds and 8 assists. This is the second game in a row where he's been close to a triple double, but he's been really good and really efficient, and it's been encouraging to see. I just think he needed a little bit more help on the offensive side from his team, and then a little bit less or a little bit more help from the defensive side as well, which, you know, some of that's effort, some of that scheme, and some of that's having people on the floor that don't need to play.
Yeah. He played well, but it was so, you know, the whole time we were fighting, you know, just to keep up basically. And so it it's harder because, like, in game one, it felt like more like Thunder were in control and they were dictating the pace. And so it didn't feel the same. And so while he had a great game, it, like, it's hard, like, it's hard to focus on that because there was so much other things happening. And it just didn't feel like we were very much in control. And so we, like you say, like, he had a great game, like, but it doesn't feel like it. And so it's just hard for me to kind of think like, oh yeah, he was still great. He was still great. I mean, he was, you know, what kept, you know, he kept us in it. Because we were, it was never really out of reach, I didn't think.
No. I mean, anytime they would get, and that's the Mavericks, you got to give them credit because they did, like, anytime the Thunder went on a run, they rebuffed the run, right? Like, there was that, Thunder went up by three and had a couple chances to actually extend that lead in the third quarter. And it was, I mean, not to harp on Josh, I'm not trying to be that guy, but then Josh subbed in and one of his first plays is a turnover that led to a fast break, and the wheels kind of fell off after that. That was a weird lineup. I think it was Giddy, J. Will, Joe. I can't remember. Dub maybe was on the floor, and then
the Mavericks are doing something where they're like, they will bench. Well, they'll have Kyrie and Luka on the bench at the same time.
That doesn't make any sense.
Seems like when they do that, we have to punish them for doing that. Like, we have to make it to where they cannot, and really just when they just put either of them on the bench, we have to punish them for that, because I think if we make them keep Luka on the floor for the entire game, I think he's eventually going to just break down because he seems to be playing with a lot of pain, and I don't know.
And some of that is just him being him. Like, there's this moment where he was laying on the ground and, like, oh no, did he blow his ankle out? And then he just, as soon as the ball came to him, he gets up and hits a three. It's like, the dude's insufferable. I know some people love him, and fine. It just, as a Thunder fan watching him, I just am all out on him. I'll tell you, it's the other thing that was shocking about tonight is the fact that the benches were far more even. If not a little bit towards Dallas tonight. Like, the Thunder have such a good bench, and that was one of the major difference makers in the first game. And so this game to swing like it did was also very surprising. So,
yeah. And it's just gonna be interesting to see. You know, they go out.
They have
two games in Dallas, and they need to win one of them.
Why not win both of them?
Well, that'd be great. But then, I mean, you know, it would be fantastic, you know, but we just need to win the next one, I think, and just reset everything and good for that. And, you know, we just need to, you know, I just hope we can, I think, make a better effort on rebounding too, because we can, you know, we normally have a huge rebounding, that's where we hurt. But against the Mavs, it's just not as much. And it just seems like a bunch of the ways in the first game where we got those rebounds, we did not get them here. And then just some sloppy turnovers, I think, too, that just killed our momentum, whatever.
I mean, they lost the rebounding battle tonight, 41-43. Got out rebounded offensively 12-8. Like, there were some things that the Thunder were not as good offensively. And some of that is Dallas's effort. Like, they made more effort to crash the boards better because they know that was a problem in the first game. And it'll be fun. Like, this is the first time this team has obviously been put in this position. So it'll be fun to see how they come out on Saturday. And I think you'll see a great game on Saturday. And I know, trust me, like, we've talked about it ad nauseum this year. It's like the afternoon games for this Thunder team have not fared well. But, you know, like, playoffs hopefully feel a little bit different than they have for the rest of the season. So,
yeah. And Jay, where should people go if they're in Oklahoma City to watch that game?
Yep. You should go to Fassler Hall. We're going to be there probably between 2 and 2:30. Game starts at 2:30. tons of TVs, tons of space. They've increased their servers and their people. So it should be a fun and full time. And this is where you want to be. I know
you absolutely want a table. You might get there earlier to make sure you snag one. And they've got great food. They've got great drinks. It'll be fun. And it'll be, you know, 200 to 300 maniacs watching this. I'd hate to be the poor person that's just trying to go there. That's not, doesn't know anything.
Yeah. If you show up and you're not a Thunder fan, it's a bad decision. So,
yeah. I think that, you know, come in, you know, sleep, get some rest tonight. It's late. Get some rest.
Breathe out the bad.
And then get ready to, you're ready to do it on Saturday.
Yep. All right. I think that's it for us. I am grateful for those who tuned in, and thanks for giving us a chance. And I know this is not your normal Friday pod or your Friday content, but what are you supposed to do after you're upset and depressed that the Thunder lost in game two? So thanks again for checking in. I'm sure there'll be more content on the way. L-Man, any closing thoughts?
Let's say, are you miffed and are you peeved? I'm miffed.
And I'm peeved. Yep.
You know, it's just a bummer. You forget what this feels like. You know, we felt it before, but we haven't felt like a meaningful, round two loss. When has the last time we've had one of those? Like, it's been a hot minute. So sports feelings, you know, they're back.
It's the first loss. It hurts the most. That's what Dan Feathers reminds us. You are correct. So, all right, y'all have an awesome rest of your night. It is 12:08 in the morning here in Oklahoma City. For some of you, it's later. For some of you, it's earlier. But for me, it is about 4 hours past my bedtime is what I feel like. So you all have an awesome rest of your night, and I'll see you Saturday at Fassler Hall, 2 o'clock, 2:30 tip, and get ready to get crazy. We'll have some dog shirts for you to purchase if you haven't purchased one yet.
Dog stickers.
And all the sizes and dog stickers. So we'll see you then. Thanks.
Arf, arf.